Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Beau Marchant. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars. We bring them to you today here on the C2P NFL Draft Blast. We got a fantastic defensive tackle from Frostburg. He's a two-time All-American, big, athletic, powerful man. It's none other than Niles Scott. Niles, we appreciate you sharing your night with us. What's it like knowing that your teammates are going to begin spring ball in the near future and you're preparing for the NFL?
It's a change, and I want to thank you for having me on the show as well, man. I appreciate you taking time out of your day to interview me, but it's a change, you know. It's different from getting ready to prepare for spring ball to getting ready to prepare for the NFL. Just a whole different training atmosphere I'm in down here in Florida, and, you know, it's just great. It's a blessing to have the opportunity.
Nice. You mentioned Florida. I mean, there's a lot of top training facilities in that state. Where are you working out, getting ready for pro day and all those things that come with being in your position?
I'm doing my training at Barwis. This is in Port St. Lucie. He's trained a pretty good amount of NFL players and our current NFL players that still come back and train with him now to this day. So it's a great training facility.
Yeah, very familiar with him. Great work. You're in good hands. So you probably see the results. How long you been down there, kind of getting prepared and kind of changing the physical traits that you have?
I've been down here in Florida for about 3 weeks now. I'm starting the beginning of my fourth week training with Barwis. As far as how the training and stuff has been going, it's been going really well. You know, I feel a good transformation in my body. Starting off with training, you know, you get really sore really fast, and my body is starting to adapt more now, and I'm being able to get used to the workout volume and the heat down here in Florida. It's all pretty good for me.
Now, let me ask you this, Niles. Since you've been down there 3 weeks going on four, are you taking off the shirt a little bit more, seeing the sculpture and kind of seeing the new improved Niles Scott?
Yeah, I take the shirt off a lot, especially down running. It's too hot to have that heavy, sweaty shirt on.
Excellent stuff. Once again, the Frostburg standout, the tackle, Niles Scott here on the C2P talking some NFL draft. So, I mean, have you always had that size? I mean, Pop Warner, Pee Wee, or any sports growing up, were you always the bigger kid?
No, not necessarily. I started playing football when I was four in Charlottesville, Virginia. Hard to believe, I was actually the smallest guy on the team growing up. But it's crazy because
wow.
My mom has this little handout, it's a little print of my hand cut out saying that I know I'm small now, but one day I'm going to grow up into a real big guy. And I guess God blessed me with that.
That's a pretty cool thing, man, especially being one of the smallest. That's crazy. So I'm curious now. I mean, you're the smallest kid. Obviously, you grow into the guy you are. Kind of take us through high school and then kind of how, you know, I would say, I mean, you kind of got lost in the shuffle, I think, just considering how talented you are. But just kind of take us through high school and kind of how you emerge on that defensive side.
In high school, kind of like how it went was in Pop Warner when we all played together. We had different rivals throughout middle school, and the way it went about was I went to Elkton High School, where it was a combination of Cherry Hill Middle School, which is where I went to, and Elkton Middle School. It was a combination of both of those schools put together. So I already kind of knew the guys I was going to be playing with as I was playing in high school and everything. You know, the competition level was better. My freshman year in high school, I was on the JV squad. I moved up my sophomore season, though, and I started at fullback. I played a lot on the offensive side. I really didn't trust the defensive line until my junior year. It was crazy because we had a lot of talent at the running back side, so I was second team my sophomore year, but I got a lot of reps, and they were saying, like, this guy's too big. And we got new coaching staff my junior season, and he decided to put me in a position change to play tight end and receiver as well as playing defensive line. So I was
wow.
Full-time on the field. Pretty much didn't come off.
Dude, that's pretty crazy. Did you miss that
mm-hmm.
offense at times? I mean, do you miss getting the ball in your hand a little bit?
Yeah, offense is great and everything, but I think it's a lot to give. You got to be a special type of player to play on offense. It's everybody fitting into one scheme. On defense, I feel like any given day, any given player could be the star, you know?
Nice, nice. Well said. Once again, two-time All-American Frostburg standout Niall Scott bringing it down here on the NFL Draft Class. If you miss any of this show in its entirety with Niles, simply you got to log on to Blog Talk Radio. Type in his name, Niall Scott. It'll pop up. You can do the same thing with iTunes. Just type in Niall Scott, NFL Draft Blast. And then we'll be featuring his bio page at college2pro.com under the 2018 NFL Draft Prospects. We'd like to say it's going to be your one-stop shop for everything you're going to need to know about him as he goes through this draft process. So I ask all the guys that come on this show, I mean, if we threw you in the film room, you're breaking down some game tape with NFL scouts, what do you think they're going to love about you? What are the things that they're going to look at you in the film room and say, Niles, we got to bring you aboard?
Some things I think they'll really like about me is my get-off and my drive. I believe that as a D lineman, if you don't have a good get-off, the play is automatically ruined from the jump, because if you get off the ball slow, you have to work that much harder and exert that much more energy just to be able to beat the guy or to be able to stay in your gap and do your job on that play. You'll get a minus. So I think a big thing to look at is the get off for me. As far as other things, I would have to say my hand violence at the point of attack is really good, especially for run plays. Being able to shock the offensive lineman to be able to stay in my gap and maintain gap integrity is some things they'll look at. And I also want to say on my hustle as well, being able to chase down plays at the size that I am, being able to chase down running backs down the field and just be able to find my way around the ball, even though it seems like there's no chance I'll be able to make the play, being able to keep my head around the ball.
Nice. Definitely. Well said. You know, we ask that, of every guy that comes on our show, and sometimes guys go, you know, like, I love the game. I mean, you know, like, we do pass this off to NFL scouts, GMs. I mean, we do send them these lists of guys, and I'm like, come on, man, you got to come more than this. I mean, if they listen in, they want to know a little bit about you. On the flip side, anything go unnoticed? I mean, maybe the defensive scheme where you had to play more run, maybe you couldn't pressure the quarterback, maybe you're a team captain, a film junkie, a weight room warrior. What are all the top-notch characteristics that scouts cannot see on film that they should know about Niall Scott?
Let you know that I'm a workhorse. You'll see me being the first one in the gym, probably the last one to leave. Actually, like this past season, when we used to have workouts at 5 a.m., me and my good friend Jovan, we used to be in the weight room at 4:30 in the morning, just getting it in right before workouts, doing footwork, whatever we got to do to get ourselves warmed up, kind of before the warm up, you know. And some other things they won't see. I mean, they'll see it on film, but it's hard to take away from it. During college, I was getting a lot of double and triple teams. I was getting a lot of attention in that way. And that sometimes affected my playing style, where if you were to look at some games where I didn't have as much stats as I did on other games, I feel like that's something that would go unnoticed, that you really would see. Like, if you're just looking at a piece of paper, you see that, oh, wow, he only had a couple tackles this game. Well, it's because he was getting a lot of attention as that play was going on and everything.
Definitely, and I'm sure it's frustrating. I'm sure it's something that they pay you respect, so you got to work harder. But on the flip side, I'm sure it's frustrating. You know, you got to fight two or three guys. When you got those opportunities where they're like, you know what, we're just gonna let this Scott guy go one on one with our best player. How much fun did you have in those moments?
I love those opportunities. I relish the moment to say that if I'm one on one battle, I can't be beat. Like, that's just the mindset that I have going into a game, and knowing that whenever I get the opportunity, you gotta win one-on-one battles, because honestly the game is won and lost in the trenches. And if you can't win that battle in the trenches, the chances of you winning, they go down drastically.
You're definitely right, man. And obviously, like I said, I mean, you definitely brought it for Frostburg, and I think they're going to definitely miss seeing 33 out there. Do you get, comparisons? I know it's a cliche question, but, you know, I mean, do your teammates, your maybe your coaches, your friends say, hey, you know, when we watch the NFL, you know, this guy, you kind of remind us of him?
My freshman year and, like, my earlier years in college, I got a lot of comparisons to Ndamukong Suh. I don't know if that was because of the aggressive play style or more so the look. I'm not sure which way that really went, but those are some comparisons I would have got.
Well, I mean, Suh is a fantastic player. I mean, I know sometimes he gets his those penalties, but again, I mean, the guy's intense, and I mean, I think that game in Nebraska was, I mean, if we go back and watch it, could be one of the greatest defensive games I think I've seen from a guy. I mean, that was pretty impressive
right.
stuff. Pro day, I mean, does Frostburg have a pro day, or do you plan on, you know, getting in another school so you kind of showcase your skills?
The pro day, as far as right now, is still to be determined. I'm looking to have my pro day around the 29th of March. You are most likely to be able to see me perform at I'll either go to University of West Virginia, James Madison University, or I could even possibly go to Shepherd University, or if all else fails, you know, I'll have my pro day at Frostburg State University. It's all in the works right now. It's up in the air. Still working on a couple of things, you know.
Yeah. It's a part of, you know, if you're a smaller school prospect, you're just part of, you know, getting the opportunity to get yourself in the door and you know, hopefully, you know, the scouts recommend you and they want to see you. And that's, you know, that's the best way to start is, you know, these guys saying, yeah, you know, instead of traveling to Frostburg, you know, bring him to West Virginia and we can just check him out doing his thing there. And the guy we're talking to doing his thing is now Scotty Standout Frostburg, defensive tackle, again, two-time All-American. And he kind of mentioned all the qualities that are putting him on that draft radar, especially from a small school. It's a really, really big thing to kind of get this far and get your foot in the door. This question, I mean, you arrive in college, and it doesn't matter if you're a D1, D2, D3 kid. Mm-hmm. Everybody, I think, wants that shot to get on the field on a Sunday if you're playing on Saturdays in college. When do you kind of get the idea that, you know what I'm doing, I really have a legit shot at making the next level?
I mean, that was the thing that, like, it never left my mind. Even coming out of high school, I had a lot of big-time Division I schools at me and everything. But, you know, that wasn't the route that God wanted to take me on. And, you know, going the route that I went on, like, it never left my mind that this is the ultimate result I want to have is to be able to compete and play at the next level. So that's something that really never left my mind. So, honestly, when it all came together, you know, it was just the workings of God and just being able to go out there and perform and be able to stay relatively injury free and just it was honestly all a part of the plan.
Nice, and the plan's worked out good so far, man. I mean, you know, you're doing it. You're
definitely
down in Florida training for the. I mean, just to get to where you're at. I mean, you know how many guys would do anything just to be in your position, just to be able to train to even have this opportunity. I mean, it's special, and like I said, you got a great skill set, and some of the qualities that you mentioned, I totally agree with you, man. I think the get off is very good, and I personally love your hands. You mentioned your hands. I think you got some violent hands, man. Like I said, I would have mentioned hands and then get off. Both are great, but like I said, you went vice versa.
Yeah.
Again, I'm not picking one over the other in terms of saying you're lousy at one, but man, I love them physical hands. I think the combination of you getting off and then them hands. I like seeing a little bit of nasty, especially on my defensive or offensive line guys. When I'm a game scouting games, I hate a soft big guy. There's nothing worse in the world.
Yeah.
Just like in the NBA. Like, I grew up a Laker fan. Vlade Divac.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie, man. I can't stand soft guys. If you're a big guy, you can't be soft. You gotta be mean. So, but with that said, you're doing a great job. Before we let you go, we do like to have fun. We always like to throw a few off the wall questions your way. Now, are you ready to take a shot with some of those?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure.
Okay, here we go. Female celebrities. If you could take out any female celebrity for a quick bite to eat, who are you going to take to dinner?
My girlfriend is probably listening on the phone, but if I had to say one, I'm going to say Nicki Minaj.
There you go. Huh? Bees in the trap, right? I mean, she's got you hooked.
She got
you hooked, man. Yeah, hey, but you know what? I always say, if some guys are married, some guys have girlfriends or they're engaged, but I always say if we brought your girl on the show and we asked her the same question, she'd probably give somebody's name too. So it's all in fun spirits, right?
It's all fun.
Yeah. Now your head coach, Coach Fitzgerald, would anybody do an impersonation of him? And if so, would they do it in front of him?
Oh, yes. We have the unique part about Frostburg is, day, like before practice, you know, you get tired of seeing guys sometimes. Everybody's always angry and tense. The way we liven up the day is basically start off with a joke. And my junior year, we had this dude named Will Sewell who did the perfect impersonation of Coach Fitzgerald. I'm telling you, he would go up in front of everybody on the team and just impersonate him until the end of the day. Like, he would walk around practice doing it to the point where it kind of got annoying a little bit, but it was always funny. It was always funny. We had a good time up there at Frostburg on the mountains.
Oh, awesome, man. I'm glad they're keeping it loose there. And then the final question, man, it's kind of become an in vogue thing for players. Your shoes, your spikes, what you wear on your feet. If you could have anything painted on there, any idea, any kind of theme, or what would you want to see on the bottom?
Man, I've never really thought of that, but I don't know. It probably has to be something about keeping God first, honestly. If I could have anything painted on there, some cool design like that, you know. Or it would have to be my fraternity too. I can't even lie. My fraternity, Omega Psi Phi Fraternity Incorporated on one cleat. God first on the next cleat, because you can't forget your Lord and Savior.
That's right, man. Hey, Psalms 37:4, delight yourself in the Lord, will give you the desire of their heart. Obviously, you're living by that plan, and it's kind of pushing you to where you need to be. Yeah, man. Now, let me tell you what, man, it was a pleasure having you come on tonight. I'm sorry for the technical difficulties we had with our show earlier. They kept pushing everything back. But, man, I'm glad you took the time, you shared it with us, and the world got to know a little bit more about you. I can't wait to blast this out on Twitter. But with that said, man, we always like to stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, my man.
Yes, sir, definitely. Same to you, and I appreciate you. I appreciate you being able to get me out here. You know, the technical difficulties, don't worry about that at all. I'm just glad to have the opportunity to be on this show, man.
Thank you, and we appreciate you having us. Once again, Niall Scott, Frostburg DT, D3 standout, two-time All-American, and he mentioned a great get-off. I love them hands. I wouldn't want them hands on me. I would just cuddle up and scream, and he would just be down on me, and he'd be sacking the quarterback, making big plays, just like he did at Frostburg. Again, if you want more Niall Scott, you simply go to Blog Talk Radio or iTunes. You type in his name, Niall Scott. Pretty simple out there, folks, so I don't need to spell it. And then if you want his full bio, we're going to be getting that up shortly. It'll be, your one-stop shop for everything you're going to need to know about Kid as he moves forward. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us here on the C2P.
This has been a CollegeToPro.com exclusive.